time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone's doing well. We're heading right into the Thanksgiving holiday next week. Hope everybody is going to take some time and be thankful for what they have in their life, their friends, their family, their health. Regardless of where your health may be, you still have some good health, right? So we want to be focusing on what we are thankful for as opposed to what we don't have or what we are lacking. There are so many things to be thankful for, regardless of where you're listening to this, in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in Asia, Southeast Asia, South America. I have listeners from all over, and there is always something to be thankful for. So take some time, and you know, if you need to, write down a few things. One is that you're able to hear this podcast, right? If you're listening to this, you have hearing. There are a lot of people that don't have hearing. If you're reading my blog, you have eyesight, so be thankful for that. So we're heading into the Thanksgiving holiday here again in the States, and just wanted to remind all the listeners that there are plenty, abundance of things to be thankful for. What I'd like to talk today about is about a mentor or an advisor, and how an advisor or a mentor can play a critical role in your life in achieving the goals that you want. And we've talked about coaches and how coaches can help you, and coaches do, and they help you tremendously. And coaches usually work on a specific aspect of your life, you know, whether it's relationship, whether it's finance, whether it's business, whether it's personal growth. And the coach interacts with you as an observer and sees patterns that are coming up and reflects back to you some of the patterns that they're seeing and ask you some deep questions about it. Well, a mentor is more about giving you their knowledge, their experience of their worldly experience, and offering that to you, and not necessarily coaching you, although a mentor can be a coach and a coach can be a mentor. But the mentor more is to take you under your wing, under their wing, and they help you progress. So it could also be looked at as a guide, right? If you're going to go climb a mountain, you get a guide because they've climbed that mountain many times before. And they will tell you, oh, look out for this, watch out for this, rope up here, do this. And so you feel more confident in going after or climbing that mountain when you have a guide with you that has been there. Well, that's the same thing with a mentor, is that when you have a mentor that is going to help you through those aspects of life, they can bestow upon you the knowledge, the pitfalls that are coming, so you don't have to make those mistakes. And the challenge with getting a mentor is that we are all so very busy these days. You know, regardless of what it is, we all think we're busy. And, you know, on a side note, when you tell people how busy you are, replace the word with busy with important, and then see how it feels. Oh, I'm so important, I'm doing this, I'm so important. Because really, that's what it comes down to, is we want to feel that we are important, so if we're busy, we feel important. That's just a side note, because when we're looking to bring a mentor into our life, it is a relationship. It's not a one-way street. It's not, oh, tell me all the things that I should look out for, thanks, and see you later. You, as the mentee, can also bring aspects to the mentor's life. So this is a relationship that is going to be bond, that has a bond that's going to last for a very, very long time. It will last minimum of a year, perhaps even more. And so when you start looking at somebody to help be your mentor, there's usually, I shouldn't say this, but there's usually no charge with, at least I've never heard of a mentor charging, but it's somebody who you know or you've gotten to know and go, you know, you've done these things, you've done these things, can you advise me? Can we sit down together for, you know, an hour a week, and can I ask you questions, and can you help guide me through my career? A perfect example would be a career. So if you're just starting out in, let's just say, sales, and you have a good friend that's been a sales manager or a VP of sales, you may go to them and go, could you mentor me in the sales part of it? If you have somebody who is, you know, great with relationships, you could ask them, you know, how could you mentor me around these relationships? So the mentor is a lot more than a coach. The mentor has walked the path that you want to walk, has experienced many of the pitfalls and many of the blessings of that walk, and is able to assist you in trekking that same path. Now, they may coach you. Again, like I said, they may coach you. But really, the mentor is to pass on their information, their knowledge, their experiences to you, so you don't have to go through all of the pain of it. The challenge is many people will get with a mentor, is that they go, oh, that's not going to work, and they go do their own thing anyway. So when you do have a mentor, be respectful of their time. They don't have to sit with you and give you all their information. They're doing this because there's some sort of a bonding between you and the mentor, and they want to help you, and they want to see you progress, and they want to see you succeed. So if you're taking their time, at least listen to what they're saying and put that into action. It may not seem, it may not fit with you. You may go, oh, that's not going to work, or that doesn't help, but do it, because they've walked that path. And so when you can start to listen to that mentor, because there's nothing worse than sitting down with a mentor, asking him for advice, not doing it, go back next week and go, you know, here, I want some more advice, you don't do it, and then after two or three times, you're sitting with this mentor, they're spilling their guts, and you're not doing anything that they're advising you to do. That's just a waste of your time, and it's a waste of their time. So find the mentor that has what you want and ask them how they got it. Yes, the circumstances may change, but the actions and the mindset is more important in these than anything else. For example, if you're starting to build a business, you know, your mentor may have built a brick and mortar business and you want to build an online business. They may not know all the ins and outs about internet marketing, but they do have the mindset on how to build a business. And so that's what you would want to tap into, is their mindset. So the challenge for the next week or so is to look at people, find people, and they could even be people that aren't in your life right now. So do some research online. And if you're really serious and dedicated about having a mentor in your life, propose to them what you want to do and what you will give to them in exchange. You know, you'll give them reports, you'll help them, you'll give them some perspective on things. It has to be a two-way street. A mentor is not just a one-way street. There's a relationship. So there's a friendship being built, there's a relationship being built. It could be a partnership at some point. But start looking around at who would you like to have as your mentor? Who would you like to be in your life that can say, I've been there. Watch out for this. I've been there. You're going to love it when you get this done. I've been there. You're on the right track. So think about people, because we normally will go to our friends and family. And that's fine, but our friends are our friends because they're going to tell us what they think they should do, but they haven't accomplished what you want. So think about it. If you want to create a business, why would you go to somebody who hasn't created a business? Your friends or your family. I'm presuming that this is just going to be a presumption that they have not created that. If they have created a business, then great, get with them. But if they haven't, if they don't have what you want, if they're not living the life that you want, why would you get information from them? Friends are friends for, you know, support, emotional support, and having a good time, and family is family. But we're talking about a mentor here to help you in a specific area of your life to achieve great success, and whatever how you define success, to help push you to a limit that you never thought possible. And so, of course, the great combination is having a coach and a mentor, because the mentor will give you some information, the coach will help you digest it, reflect on it, and take action on it. So for the next couple of weeks, think about who you would like to have as a mentor and ask them, what would it take for you to mentor me? So don't ask them, will you mentor me? Because then that's either a yes or no. But if you ask them, what would it take for you to mentor me? They're going to start thinking about what it would take, and they may provide an answer to you. And it may be a lot of information. You may have to step up to the plate very well and give a lot of accountability and do a lot of things before they mentor you. Because again, you know, this usually is a non-cost exchange. It's just exchange of energy and time. So think about that and go out there and look for somebody and get a mentor in your life, and you're going to see how your life will change. So if you've liked this podcast, or if you would like me to cover some other hot topics, please provide me some feedback. You can do that at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog and look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voice message. And while you're over there, look on the right-hand side of the banner. You'll see the banner for Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Pick yourself up a copy and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.